root cause is we had a great facility a mile outside my ward. It's in Ward 1, but it also facilitated northwest Etobicoke, and that was Thistletown Regional Center. Thistletown Regional Center, it was right beside the old Henry Carr, and has 43 acres, and it's really nice. It's a nice facility. The provincial Liberal government, under Kathleen Wynne and Dalton McGuinty, decided to close this facility and sell it off for its real estate value. That's where the problem started. From there, I guess all the youth that were in that facility were being dispersed throughout the Northwest corridor. The Griffin House, which I'm sure they do great work, came to my office and said, do you mind having a house in your ward with a few kids with autism? And my heart goes out to families with kids with autism. I've helped families in my ward with kids with autism. So I wanted to help them, and they said, it's just going to be a house. It's not going to be a problem. There's no issues at all, and there'll be a few kids in this house. Well, I was misled, more than misled. I wasn't told the truth. These kids didn't have autism. We found out that some of these kids have violent behaviors. Some of them could have criminal records and so on and so forth. They were being let out unsupervised, and it's only been 2 months. The police have been called, it seems, every other day, or the firefighters or the EMS. Kids have been taken out in handcuffs with tape across their mouth. They've been yelling and screaming 2 o'clock in the morning. There's a big, huge, they replaced the door with a big, huge steel frame door. They broke out the front window. There's cars there, six, eight of them at a time. It's turned into a real unfortunate situation, not only for the youth that have some challenges, but the community as well. And, you know, imagine sticking a few youth in four walls and trying to contain them that have challenges. They should have proper facilities. My question is to Kathleen Wynne, Tim Hudak, and Andrew Horvath, what are you going to do for kids with challenges and give them a facility that may have a gymnasium, may have an open area, 43 acres? And Kathleen Wynne, why did you close us? That's my question to him.
Okay, so now moving forward in the meantime, what's going to happen with this center?
Yeah, so what? It's a house. It's not a center.
Okay, it's a
house.
So
what I want to do is I'm going to use all my means and resources at my disposal to support the Griffin House, to support the community. Everyone, you know, the easy solution is to point fingers back and forth. Let's come up with a solution. Sit down with the province, and why are we closing this this facility? It's badly needed. It's in a great location up in Etobicoke. It's been there for years, never bothered anyone. It was great for the youth. So let's find a proper facility and not you know, put these youth in four small little walls. And you know, it's not healthy for them. It's not healthy for the community. I want to add real estate. Brokers came to the neighbors' houses all around there and said their value, and this is middle-class homes, middle-class families, it's dropped $150,000 overnight. And I left the meeting saying, we got to work together. You know, everyone can shout and scream and point fingers, but we have to work together and find a solution, and not a short-term solution, a long-term solution. Because the needs of youth aren't going away, and especially with special needs like these young folks have.
So you're saying you need something like this, but it's not in the right place. That's your message, right?
Absolutely, and it's not the scenario where everyone says, oh, it's not my backyard. Anyone who wants to say that, call me up. I'll go over to their house, and we'll get the house next door and see how they like it. You got to have proper facilities for kids with these challenges. It's not easy for them. Again, I've worked with families with kids with autism and found them support areas and support facilities, but it has to be in a proper facility. I want to help them. I want to come up with a solution. I don't want to blame the Griffin. I don't want, you know, everyone can get into the name blaming and game and so on and so forth. It doesn't help the community. It doesn't help. It doesn't help the youth. I want to work with these folks, and I'll do anything I can to support them.